Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. So excited to have you out here once again. Hey, as a reminder, be sure to check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. You know, be sure to watch for the occasional blogs I might do. I know I do a lot more podcasts than blogging because, hey, I like it. It's more fun. So, but I do occasional blogs. There's events that I have coming up. And even there's sometimes even live speaking events and things that I do too. So, you know, check it out. Lots of great resources there for you. You know, today I was talking with one of my clients and he was asking me, he said, "Hey, Chris, what do you think about this particular financial product?" It was a life insurance product. And, I said like, "Okay, well it's okay, but it's not great. I usually don't recommend it," you know, that sort of thing. And I gave him the reason why. He's like, "That's right. I remember now." And we're talking about it and he said, "Yeah, this guy even invited me to come to his office and saw all these guys in suits, you know, almost like rolling up their sleeves, ready to greet me and that kind of thing." And I kind of laughed because when I thought about that, I thought, you know, I used to be that guy. You know, I used to be the guy that wore the suit all the time, primarily because that was what thought I was supposed to do. That I was supposed to play the part, wear the uniform, so to speak. And that's the thing. I mean, like, financial advisors are crazy. I mean, good-hearted people, wonderful people. But I'll tell you, like, you can see them coming from a mile away, can't you? I mean, the guys wearing the suits and the ties, and if they're dressing casual, quote unquote, you know, they're wearing those polo shirts that are just horrid, you know? I can't stand those things. So, I mean, that's typically what it is. It's either a suit or it's a polo shirt. That's pretty much it describes a financial advisor's attire that they have. I don't know if they have anything else in their closets for that matter. So anyways, you know, so just hearing about that, and he's talking about how they're kind of almost like vultures, you're ready to pounce on them. You know, and I kind of laugh because, you know, like I said, I was that guy in the early 2000s, you know, up until about 2006 when I quit being a financial advisor. That's exactly what it is. And that's what's kind of inspired this conversation about creating cash flow today. Like, what's that real difference? Because, you know, I remember, you know, several years ago, 2005 to be specific, I remember being in a parking lot. I cornered one of the guys that was a trainer, not so much for my company, but for one of the companies that had to sell products for them. You have to understand that even though financial advisors really are well-intentioned for the most part and do want to help you, they're really just a bunch of minions. You know, they're just a bunch of pawns in a bigger game where the financial institutions are the ones that are teaching them all the education to then turn around and teach you. All the crap you hear in the media about save everything you've got, spend very little or nothing at all, sacrifice and save everything you can possibly do at every paycheck, suck your life into entirety forever, right? And just keep doing that forever. And you have to put it in the same old crappy IRAs, 401ks, or whatever retirement accounts they tell you. It's always about retiring 30, 40 years from now. And I remember being in a parking lot asking a guy, I said, "Hey, why should I sell this particular thing that I've sold for the last few years when it seems like this new thing you just presented is way better and it's been around for years? Why are we just hearing about it now?" And I was like, "Well, shouldn't everybody be doing this?" And he said, "No, this is just for those people that are scared of the stock market. You should do the safe thing instead. But really, you're young. You're in your late 20s. You can take the time. You can take the risk. You should just do this. This is just to give you another selling alternative." And I remember in that parking lot when he told me that, I realized I was just a salesman in a suit, literally a suit, or on Fridays, the occasional polo, because I was just the person turning around and teaching people the same thing that they taught me, because they were the ones doing the trainings. They're the ones trying to tell us how to teach it. And even if they have somebody inside the office that's teaching, they're usually taught by somebody else at some home office, you know, some headquarters, where they're teaching all these myths that you're supposed to save and save and save forever, spend nothing and live cheap, so that someday if you sacrifice just enough, you might be able to retire off the interest that they give you. The problem is here, folks, is that it doesn't happen that way. People are not retiring the way they had hoped. Even if they've got a few hundred thousand saved up, though, and by the way, that's a pretty good job. That's better than average if you've got at least a few hundred thousand saved up in your retirement plans. But that's just not enough because you can't live off 3% a year of that money. I mean, you save $300,000 to live off 3% a year, you're living on $9,000 a year or $750 a month. That's not even poverty, people. Like, man, you could almost go and collect cans and bottles and probably make as much money. It's ridiculous. And so this is why I had to leave it. That's why in March of 2006, after seeing that over and over and seeing what I taught, I had to leave that industry. I had to be away from it. I had to get my pocketbook not tied to it, because even though I wanted to help people, the thing is my livelihood was based on whether or not you bought the products that we sold. And that's the thing I want to really help you understand, is that you're being sold a bill of goods. You're being sold products. You're being sold strategies that haven't worked. You're being sold by people, by decades of advice that's been out there. It's supposed to be quote unquote traditional or mainstream advice, common sense, as some of them would call it. I call it common crap because it's not good. It doesn't work. None of that stuff has worked, nor will it work into the future. And so your answer is not to do that. Not to go for the guy or the woman that's in the nice little suit, polo shirt, whatever, coming to you is telling you that they've got the magic bullet that's somehow going to help you retire. I'm here to tell you that the people that have retired, the people that get it, the people that have money, those people don't believe in that crap. You know, I remember my brother-in-law, and you guys heard me tell a story before, when he said, "Hey, Chris, I can take $10,000. You're telling me if I give you $10,000 to play with, you can make me 12% in a year, but that's only $1,200. I can turn around and take $10,000 and make $20,000 in a couple months using that in my business. So why would I invest with you?" And he had exactly the perfect point of view that I want to emphasize for each of you. And this even applies to those of you that maybe you don't have a business. Maybe you're working in a job right now. Maybe you're a professional. I'll tell you, I've been able to help several people even lately that don't necessarily have a business, but they do have retirement funds that they say, "Hey, I want to get some more oomph out of this. Like, I've got, you know," maybe you are that person that has, you know, $100,000 or a few hundred thousand dollars or more in retirement accounts. You're like, maybe I could do something better with this. And that's true. You probably could. You know, so this still applies to you, because what if you could create more leverage with less money? Rather than hoping and praying for 5 or 6% a year, which is really the real average when you factor in fees and everything else of most mutual fund type investment or savings vehicles like 401ks and IRAs, if you earn 6% a year, you're doing really good. And that's not even factoring in taxes after that, right? If you can do 6% a year, you're doing awesome. That 6% is not going to equate to much. It's not going to give you much at all. And so you got to look for other ways, other means to do it. And this is why I focus on cash flowing today. Everybody's always about saving for someday, but what about today? You know, for those of you in business, like, wouldn't it be nice to know that, I mean, obviously you went into business because you want more freedom. You want more control of your life. I want more control of my own destiny. I don't want somebody to put a value on me as saying, "Here's how much I think you're worth, and that's how much they pay me." I didn't want that limitation. I wanted to be able to be paid based on the efforts and the value I provide. And that's why I went into business. Even though I'll tell you, that is definitely not the easier path. And those of you in business know that, don't you? And so we're not here to do that. We want more control. We want more freedom. We want our money working for us, so we're not always working for money. We want to be able to work in a way where we do it because we love it, not because we have to make money. I mean, imagine what life would be like if you were working in your business, not because you needed the money at this point, but that you're working your business because you know you love it. You know you do good in the world, and you're just doing it because you know you want to. But you know you got the other things with your cash flow and your bills taken care of. And that happens with two ways, people. One is, of course, we lower expenses. That's the easy one. That's the one everybody talks about, right? But it's true. I mean, there's so many cases where we've helped free up money in taxes, where you can lower the taxes you pay each year so you keep more of your money. You know, get our debt under control and loan payments and things like that. Start tracking our money in both in our business and our personal lives so that we know we're doing what's right. You know, make sure we're not overpaying on insurance costs, because some people are paying crazy stuff on that. Or paying for insurances that aren't even necessary, you know, things of that nature, right? Like, there's all kinds of ways to do it. There's assets that maybe you're not capitalizing on that you could be utilizing and making more money with it. you know, I've seen that more and more lately where people have these underutilized resources that just aren't being put to work. And that's where it comes to the second thing, which is income. How can we produce more with that? How can we create more streams of income, and not streams of income that distract you from your business or whatever is your primary income generator? Because if we do that, you know, we're killing it, right? It'd be like me, you know, saying to that same brother-in-law, hey, here's the deal. You can give me $10,000. What if you can make $150 a month? You know, which would be awesome, by the way. That'd be better than the market returns. But $150 a month from 10 grand is nothing compared to what he can make with that $20,000 in a few months, right? So we don't want to, you know, say, hey, cool, you can make $150 a month. Check it out. It's even passive income. But the problem is that it's not passive, or maybe it's not quite generating what you'd hoped it would. So, you know, we got to make sure we're careful with that. We got to make sure that we're doing the right thing with the right balance. The cool thing is that there's hope, there's freedom, there's ways to do it. You know, I love seeing clients, you know, where I've had, you know, clients where they've, you know, either they freed up money on expense side. I mean, it was so cool. I remember one of my clients from North Dakota. I mean, his wife was seriously in tears talking to me, just saying, Chris, you don't understand. Like, this guy just bought a four-wheeler. You know, and she's like, now that might sound kind of consumptive that he bought a $6,000 four-wheeler, but you have to understand, Chris, is that he's never allowed permission to spend money on anything. Like, I mean, hardly for our basic needs. But he never wanted to do anything. He always wanted to just constantly save, pay down debt and things like that. He's like, but Chris, since you helped us free up $6,000 a month, when we're already 1 month, we're able to buy that. And now we're creating memories as a family. Now we're actually able to do what we love and be able to do that. You know, and that's the kind of stories that really warms my heart, because it's not just something that affects their pocketbook, but it changed their life. It changed their perspective. And that's critical. And if you want to be able to have more cash flow today, you've got to have change in a few things. One, you got to have a big change in mindset, because the psychology behind money is everything. I laugh because there's a lot of times I get people that are sometimes very successful and in their own right. Like, they make good money in their business. But the problem is they can't keep good money. I found this really common with doctors and dentists and even network marketers, like network marketing leaders. Very common. Well, they'll say, hey, I make great money, Chris. But the thing is, they're always having to work for money, because if all of a sudden something stops, then they got to go find the next thing really quickly. Especially network marketers. It's crazy how often that happens. And even if they make great money and they might be on the biggest stages in the world, the thing is that still, if their money is not continually flowing in, they're done. They're toast. And so be able to get them to a place where they know they can work in that business, because they don't need the money anymore. They're doing it because they love it and they're there to help people. Imagine how much more powerful that is. You know, same thing with doctors and dentists. That happens a lot of times. So they got all these resources, but they never feel like they can save enough. They don't, again, create cash flow. They don't create real cash flow investments. They're just creating investments to accumulate money. And that's just not good. It just doesn't work. So my point is this, is that there are so many ways to create more with what it is. This is why I'm kind of like an anti-financial advisor. You know, I'm not here to sell you products. That's the one thing that makes me different. I'm not in a suit. I'm not here to sell you products. I've got people on my team that can do that kind of stuff, but I'm here purely to make sure that you guys learn the principles. You've got to understand the psychology before you apply the strategy. But if you can put those two together, that 1-2 punch of psychology, that mindset and strategy, you put those two together, man, it gets to be so awesome. And sometimes I get people where, you know, occasionally they got the right mindset. They just need a little bit of strategy help. And that's awesome too, because those people are very easy to work with. But I'll tell you, for any of you listening right now, the psychology, the mentality is key. You know, it's not about what you do as much as how you're supposed to think. You know, this is something I learned very early on when I started to see different millionaires. What got me to change my financial situation had nothing really to do with the strategies. Although there were a few different strategies I did, it had way more to do with trying to think as they think. And even when I read books, and this would be the same thing when you're listening to podcasts or reading books or whatever you're doing, don't just try to imitate what people are doing, because you'll fall flat on your face. But really try to jump in their heads. Try to understand their perspective of how do they think the way they think? Why do they think that way? What principles or what mindset do they have around those things that they do? Don't focus so much on what people are doing, but more how they think. Because if you understand how they think, it'll be much easier to go and do it. And you'll do it the right way instead of trying to do it the wrong way like most people do when they try to imitate success. So my challenge here is to focus on cash flow. focus on the real principles that create prosperity. You know, listen to my other podcasts. If you're just now tuning in, man, there's 109 other podcasts on here. Heck, you can even Google. You'll probably even find old podcasts of mine way back in the day. You know, not as good as these ones, but there's still, you know, there's plenty of resources out there for you. Plenty of things to help you with the mindset, even some things on the strategy piece, because you notice that some of those episodes have a lot of strategy as well. And that's perfect. The thing is, you guys all have your own secret formula, your own little way of being able to do this. And I'm so grateful that in the last year, especially, man, I found the coolest people. And in fact, I can't say that I've been able to take anybody on as a client in the last year that I haven't said, you know what, I can help that person make way more than they invested with me. And I'll tell you, like, when you work for that reason, when you're working because you love it and you know that people love what you do, it's so much more fun, so much more awesome to do it that way than feel like you're just trying to work for a paycheck. You know, it's that freedom, you know, that ability to then, you know, and I love to be able to choose my clients, to be able to know who I best work with. And I hope that you do too, you know, in whatever venture you're in, I hope that you do it with the attitude of service. You do it with an attitude of knowing that you can create more value, and that more value comes, there's more income, there's more cash flow possible. So anyways, everybody, you know, I'm not going to beat a dead horse at this one. I just want you to know, man, do not follow the traditional financial advice of save for the long haul. That is bull. You can save money and you can create cash flow. You can have the best of both worlds. You can have your cake and eat it too. You can be someone who actually can change your life. Like, it's something that can make a day-to-day difference. So please allow me to help you. And like I said, on that mindset piece or strategy piece, shoot me an email. If you've got questions or topics that you want to have addressed on the show, shoot me an email, Chris, that's C-H-R-I-S, at moneyripples.com. Feed me some good stuff, good questions. The better the questions, the better the topics that you get on the show. So let me know, email me. And also too, if you're like, Chris, I have questions about my own situation that's more private, cool. Email me as well. Let me know. If you want a complimentary money leak evaluation, reach out to me, Chris at moneyripples.com. So anyways, everybody, have a great and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.